Polish Arts Festival presents The Pierogi That Nearly Ate Limerick. Written by Jack Fennell. Directed by Jill McNamara. Performed by Anne Blake and Liam O'Brien. Literary support, Pori Kenny. Sound design, Mark Bergen.
Whenever people in Limerick needed a robot repaired, those in the know recommended Kowalski's Robo Garage on the Bally Simon Road. It didn't matter what kind of broken down, busted up bot you had. A visit to Kowalski's Robo Garage would get it running again, better than it ever did before. Anya Kowalska, however, was not allowed to help out. "When you're older," her dad said, when he saw her hanging around the front office. She didn't even have to ask the question anymore.
"But..."
"No buts." Her dad turned to the robot trundling beside him and pointed at the yellow safety line painted on the ground at the garage entrance. "Robotchick, make sure Anya doesn't cross that line." Robotchick was a robot stork, and it was both a mascot and a sort of guard dog for the garage. The strange thing about it, though, was that it had wheels instead of legs.
"Come on, Dad. I'm nearly 13. I don't need a babysitter. Especially not a robot babysitter. Especially not that robot."
Robotchick squawked and flapped its wings. "That robot is your handiwork, missy. It's a reminder of why you shouldn't be left around robots unsupervised." Anya was outraged at the unfairness of it all. "You put wheels on one little robo-stork and you're banned from ever fixing robots again."
"This is so embarrassing."
"Would you rather be embarrassed or grounded, Zhabka?" Anya sighed and folded her arms. "Good, that's settled then. Now, I have to go home to get some things, but I won't be long. If anyone drops by, tell them I'll be back in 10 minutes. Twenty minutes later, Mr. Kowalski still hadn't returned, and Anya was getting bored of trying to get around Robotchick. The Robostork was faster with those wheels than it had ever been before. Just then, a big lorry came rumbling up the lane and stopped outside the garage. Strapped to its trailer was a huge robot, bigger than most of the robots that came in for repairs, lying on its side. Without a word, two workmen jumped down from the lorry and started untying their cargo, while a thin, fidgety man in a suit approached. "Is Mr. Kowalski in?"
"He's out at the moment, but he'll be back in 10 minutes.
"Oh, okay. Well, anyway, here's the robot we need repaired. We need it up and running by..." The stranger sighed. "I just realised I forgot to call ahead. I have a head like a sieve. Look, I'm with the council. My name is Pat Fitzmizzen. I'm very sorry about this, but since we brought it, could we just leave it here and sort out the details with Mr. Kowalski later?" The workmen had hoisted the huge robot into a standing position. It was nearly 20 feet tall, with two thick legs, a long tail, and two shorter arms in front. It looked like a fearsome dragon, straight out of a fairy tale.
"It's a drac! Digging, resurfacing, and compression! A road eater!"
Yes, I know it looks scary, but..."
"It's awesome!"
"Ah, yes, I suppose so. Very well, here's my card. Tell your father to give me a call whenever he can." Mr. Fitzmizzen climbed into the cab of the lorry, squashed between the two workmen, and they all set off. Anya was left alone on the forecourt of the garage, with a massive road-eating robot and a stork with wheels. She looked over her shoulder and gave Robotchick a devious grin.
"It's outside the yellow line. That means I can do whatever I like with it."
Robotchick squawked and flapped its wings. It zipped back and forth behind the yellow line as Anya set about investigating the drac. Up and down she went, opening up panels and investigating the machine's innards, until she found the source of the problem.
"A simple fix. I can probably get the parts out of the recycling bin."
The recycling bin was outside the yellow line, and so there was nothing Robotchick could do to stop Anya looking in it. If her dad got back and found a working drac waiting for him, perhaps he'd change his tune about letting her work in the garage. The salvaged parts clicked into place, with only a little hammering.
Okay, time to start it up and see how it goes.
The drac straightened up and looked around for a moment, as if to get its bearings, its eyes flickering. There was a sharp crack, and a shower of sparks sprayed out of the drac's head.
Flour!
It growled.
Eggs! Butter!
Anya paused, her joy turning to dread as she realized that something had gone wrong.
What did you say?
Flour! Eggs! Butter!
The robot shook itself like a wet dog. Its eyes started to glow red.
Sour cream!
It looked this way and that and seemed to sniff the air.
Oh no, something's wrong. What did I put in its head?
Anya ran back to the recycling bin and rummaged around.
Oh no, I gave it the data bank from a kitchen helper drone? Okay, hang on. I have to make one small adjustment.
The drac ignored her and pawed the ground with one massive foot, like a bull preparing to charge.
Need ingredients!
Anya tried to climb it, but he wouldn't let her get a foothold. Frustrated, she stamped her foot.
Hey! Listen to me!
The robot dragon went deathly silent and fixed its glowing eyes on her. It suddenly looked very dangerous indeed. Anya gulped.
Okay.
Anya struggled to think of what to call the robot.
May I call you Drac?
After a long pause, the robot answered.
Drac! Yes.
Okay, great. My name is Anya. I'm the one who fixed you.
Drac, Meg. Pierogi!
No! That's not what you're for!
Anya was panicking now. It was clear to her that she had just broken a very expensive robot. Not only that, but it belonged to the council, and they had sent it here to be fixed. If she couldn't undo the damage, her parents would get the blame. They might even lose the garage.
What? No, listen to me. You're supposed to fix roads, not cook dumplings.
No more roads. Drac, want to do something else? Drac. Awesome!
Anya was shocked. Did a robot just tell her no? And how had it heard her saying it was awesome before she had switched it on? She looked up and saw her dad's car coming around the Tipperary roundabout.
We can deal with this later, but for now, you have to hide.
She looked around, and her eyes fell on the old vacant warehouse that her parents were thinking of buying to expand the garage. The robot dragon grumbled a bit, but she eventually cajoled it inside. She shut the warehouse door and ran back to Robochick.
You saw nothing. Got it?
Robochick squawked and chirped, the picture of indignation. When Mr. Kowalski arrived, he could tell that Anya was in a strange mood. Everything okay? Did something happen when I was gone? Anya smiled wide and acted as cheery as could be.
Nope. Nothing at all. Nothing strange or unusual or out of the way.
Her father looked at her with a dubious expression for a moment and then shrugged. Okay, then. If he had somehow guessed that Anya had just broken a giant robot belonging to the city council, he didn't show it. Anya watched him closely for the rest of the day, trying to work out if he knew. When bedtime came, without any hint that her parents suspected anything, Anya allowed herself to breathe a sigh of relief. As long as that drac stayed hidden, no one would be any the wiser. The next day, Anya's mother had to stop the car on their way home from the supermarket. There was some kind of blockage on the road up ahead, and teams of people in hard hats and safety vests were working to clear it. At first, they thought there had been a traffic accident, but as they got closer, they saw that the truth was much stranger.
Is that pierogi?
The amazement in Mrs. Kowalska's voice was justified, for there was indeed a pierogi in the middle of the road up ahead. A pierogi the size of a car, crisp and golden brown, with a frill around the edge like it had been pinched shut with a pitchfork.
Oh no!
Anya groaned. The roadwork team fired up their chainsaws and started to cut into the thick pastry crust, while a team of shovelbots stood at the ready to throw the pieces into a dumpster. Another robot slowly waved the line of traffic on, guiding them around the strange obstacle.
Let's go back and go another way,
Anya suggested.
Hang on,
said her mother.
I want to see what it's stuffed with. I mean, whatever it is, there must be a lot of it. Imagine that amount of mashed potatoes or pickled cabbage or...
The giant pierogi suddenly burst open, and out of it came a mudslide of steaming jet-black slime with jagged, chunky bits mixed in. Everyone jumped back from it in alarm, even the robots.
It's tarmac! Why on earth would anyone make something like that? Because it's what he was built to do,
Anya muttered under her breath.
What did she say, love? Nothing. Huh. Well, they're telling everyone to detour now. There's no getting around that mess.
Anya's mother was a software engineer. While Mr. Kowalski fixed robots' machinery, Mrs. Kowalska fixed their programming. That meant she was very good at spotting the connections between things too. And Anya again started to worry that her own part in this fiasco had been discovered. The detour brought them to the scene of another mysterious pierogi. And the detour around that one brought them to another. It seemed like the whole city was covered in them.
Where did these things come from?
Anya didn't answer because she was looking at the Garda cars parked around a nearby bakery. There was a hole in the roof and the owners seemed very upset, to put it mildly. Anya had a sudden, awful realization.
That's where he got the flour. What was that, love? Nothing, ma'am.
Inside the old warehouse, Drac was making a lot of noise for a robot who was supposed to be hiding. Before Anya opened the door to slip inside, she was wincing at the loud whirring, sizzling, and bubbling within. She found Drac emptying whole sacks of flour and crates of eggs into his maw. And all around him were massive pierogies, stacked in pyramids, and still piping hot.
Drac! Stop it right now!
The dragon held up one finger, signaling her to wait for a few seconds. Inside his bulky body, there was a clattering, a whirring, and a pounding. Then there was a loud bubbling noise like a pot of water on a hob, and jets of steam burst forth from Drac's ears, mouth, and nostrils. After that, there was a loud sizzling, like the noise of a gigantic frying pan, and his metal plating seemed to glow bright red. Finally, he made a noise like a sigh of relief, and stood up like a chicken after laying an egg. There on the ground was another huge pierogi, which he picked up and carefully placed on the pile beside him.
What's wrong?
You can't put tar and gravel in pierogies!
Tar and gravel for filling!
That's for filling potholes, not pastries.
What filling then?
Spuds or cheese, mushrooms, fruit. You can use almost anything except tar and gravel.
Can't drive over cheese and mushrooms. Wheels would sink.
Anya groaned.
Please try to understand. Pierogies and potholes are different.
Need different stuff to fill?
Yes.
There was another long pause.
Drac, see. Drac, try harder.
No. You have to stop. You can't just leave these things lying around the city.
Drac, like Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. Leave presents for people. Make people friends.
They only leave presents once a year. And they don't steal flour from bakeries.
Hmm. lazy.
Anya sighed.
Look, just don't let anyone see you, okay?
She knew that there had to be some way to fix everything. She just hadn't figured it out yet.
And you don't have to give people things to make them be your friends. Friends should like you for who you are.
Drac didn't have a very expressive face. Most robots don't. But he seemed to be pondering what Anya had said.
Drac will stay hidden,
he said after a moment. Anya hoped that meant that he was going to stop. 4 days later, the pierogies were still appearing, and in such numbers that it was now becoming difficult to get around the city at all. Shops and bakeries were running out of flour, and the council sent out a message to say that schools inside the city limits would have to be closed for the time being. By then, however, the disastrous dumplings were no longer filled with tarmac. When the road crews cut them open, inside they found cheese and potato, pickled cabbage and different kinds of mince, and some of them turned out to be dessert pierogies, full of juicy fruit and berries. There were some strange new things too, though. Nobody had ever heard of a pierogi stuffed with black pudding before, and one unlucky crew of roadwork robots were soaked in Irish stew. A couple of the pierogies were even stuffed with the ingredients of spice bags and breakfast rolls. The army had finally been called in to clear the pierogies, but they were struggling to keep up. The massive dumplings were piling up faster than anyone could clear them away. What had started as a weird and funny sort of situation was now more serious than ever. Ambulances and fire trucks were having problems getting through the blockage. There was talk of evacuating the city altogether, and many of the Kowalskis' neighbours had already hit the road. Anya stuck her head around the door as her parents watched the news, dreading what she was going to see on the TV. She felt lightheaded when her worst fears were confirmed. Someone had snapped a photo of Drac, and now he was all over the news.
Turns out it was a robot making the pierogies all this time.
Anya stared at the photo on the screen. The angle and lighting made Drac look quite vicious and scary. Anya couldn't help but think that was a bit unfair.
What'll happen to him? I mean, it...
They'll have to dismantle it and find out what went wrong, her dad said.
If the army doesn't blow it up first,
said her mom. Anya was horrified.
Why would they blow him up?
Well, it's a big dangerous machine and it's not working properly. It could do anything. The army might not want to take the chance. Anya felt indignation rise up and burst out of her.
What if he just wants to do something else with his life? What if he's just trying to do something new?
Anya, he is a machine, that's all. He doesn't want anything.
He's just confused. He's made a mistake. He doesn't deserve to get blown up for that.
There wasn't much more to be said. Anya stormed off, locked herself in her room, and tried to work out a solution. The problem, as she saw it, was that Drac kept adding pierogies, because he didn't know how many was too much. There was a tap at the window from a most unexpected visitor. Anya opened the window.
RoboCheck, what are you doing here?
The RoboStork warbled and squawked and held up a bag in its beak. When Anya looked inside, she was puzzled at first.
This looks like the vacuum chip for a cleaner bot. Why are you showing me this?
Then she realized what RoboCheck was suggesting and sprang into action. There wasn't a second to lose. She cycled after RoboCheck as fast as she could, making her way to the warehouse under cover of darkness. With a bit of luck, Drac would be in standby mode when she got there, and she'd be able to install the chip and get back without anyone knowing. She carefully opened the warehouse door and snuck inside. She was just about to use the torch app on her phone when overhead lights flickered on. She jumped with the shock and turned around. Her parents were standing inside the door. Her dad's arms were folded. Her mother's hand was on the light switch. They both looked very annoyed.
Mom! Dad! Fancy meeting you here!
Mr. Kowalski gestured at the mountains of giant pierogies and at the sleeping dragon-shaped robot in one corner. Explain, please. Anya followed his gesture and put on a shocked face.
Oh my! You mean to say that robot's been here the whole time? Don't,
her mother warned.
Fine.
Anya gave them all the details of what had happened, rushing to the end to emphasize that she knew how to undo her mistake.
Drac's problem is that he's working from a single recipe, and there's no such thing as a recipe that tells you how to stop cooking. If I add the chip from a robot vacuum cleaner, I can at least convince him to clean up after himself.
Her parents considered this for a moment, and her father nodded. Okay, let's see you do it.
Wait, what?
You broke it, her dad said. So now you can fix it. They weren't going to let her just climb up the massive robot, but they brought a lifting platform in from the garage to bring her level with Drac's head. Anya found the cavity where she had added the second-hand data bank and wedged the chip in beside it. It didn't quite fit straight away, so Anya steadied herself and stomped it into place. Her parents covered their eyes and swore under their breath when they saw how roughly she treated the components. But they kept quiet until she had finished. She lowered herself to the ground, grinned, and gave them a thumbs up.
Ready!
The power surged, and Drac juddered into life once more. He stood, shook himself, sniffed, and said,
Pierogi time! No. Too many pierogies. Untidy. No room!
You can start outside. The whole town's covered in them.
After a moment's thought, she added,
Show everyone how awesome you are.
Like we said before, Drac didn't have a very expressive face. After hearing that, however, he responded with a rumbling noise that sounded very pleased indeed. He thrust open the warehouse doors and stalked outside into the dark, a robot on a new mission. As Anya turned to her parents with a pleading smile on her face,
All's well that ends well, right?
You're grounded for the next 50 years, her dad said. That should go without saying, Zhabka.
Fine, fine. But you saw that I fixed it, right?
Mr. Kowalski smiled in spite of himself. Like your mother said, it was an interesting solution. He didn't change his mind about letting Anya help in the garage straight away. But Anya could see that he was thinking about it, and that was a start. Drac was not able to clear all the pierogies in a single night, but when people saw him chomping and chewing his way through the problematic pastry and realized that he was trying to help, they were less inclined to blow him up. After Mr. Fitzmizzen had taken a few days off to calm down, he even found room in the city budget to provide Drac with enough ingredients to keep making pierogies on an ongoing basis, provided they were normal-sized. In the end, Drac did become something like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. Parents would tell their children,
Don't keep secrets from your parents, or the robot dragon will drop a giant pierogi on you.
It never became a national saying, because you kind of had to be from Limerick to understand it. But then, many of the best things in life are like that.